time again for Moments of Melody. Bill Welsher was a United States Marine. He was not sure that he would come back from the war, and so he wrote a letter to his parents. Phil's last message to his mother and dad was written more than a year before his death. His pals found it among his few possessions and mailed it to his home in accordance with the request that they found on the envelope. He wrote, "Dear folks, I'm writing this letter in the hopes that after my death it will be forwarded to you. My purpose in writing is twofold. First, that you may be assured that while we are temporarily separated, we know that we shall soon be joined together with Christ in the presence of God. As I write this, I am in very little danger. But who can tell what the morrow may bring? We simply trust God to give us the victory, in temporal things as well as in spiritual matters. As I pass on, I wish to leave behind me a testimony to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that God may be glorified in my death more than he was in my life. Today, knowing that I may very soon be called to give an account of myself, I can say that I am trusting only in Jesus Christ, who died as a sacrifice for my sins, that I might have eternal life. He paid the price with his own precious blood, and by simple faith in him, I am cleansed from all unrighteousness. I am now with Jesus, and all is well with my soul. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. My second purpose in writing this letter, Dad, is that you might make the way of salvation clear to a friend to whom I've written a similar letter. Give the message as from me that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again according to the Scriptures. Say also that in him we shall all meet again. Dry your tears, Mom. A son has been called home, where he waits to be joined by the dearest parents a boy could have. Perhaps consolation may be found in knowing that when we shall all be together again, it shall be even as he promised. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. My life and the lives of my buddies have not been given in vain. We have fought and died to maintain these God-given liberties with which we have been blessed. And now for just a little while I would say goodbye, and God be with you till we meet again. Your loving son, Phil." A Marine's last letter to his mother and dad. Now Dr. Luke's Gospel, and we're reading in chapter 6. It happened on the next Sabbath that Jesus was walking through the cornfields, and his disciples were plucking the ears of corn and eating them and rubbing them between their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Whereupon Jesus answered them, "Why, have you never read of what David did when he and his followers were hungry? How he went into the tabernacle and ate the loaves set forth there before God and gave them to his fellows? And although it was not lawful for anyone except the priest to eat them, he told them, 'The Son of Man has even the Sabbath at his disposal.'" Yes, the Lord Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the universe. He wants to be your Lord and Savior. Like Phil, you can have the assurance of salvation, no matter what happens, if you trust in the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior.